What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. Natalie, we're back at it. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhoods, and we've got a great show today. I'm excited, and both sides, as you know, if you listen to our show, we typically do first half of the show, roughly first half of the show. Often it goes over, but that's cool. Talking about real estate, because, of course, Natalie, that's who she is and what she has been involved with for so many years. Second half is really about spiritual matters, kind of self-help, self-discovery, God discovery, all of that kind of lumped in together. How to be the change, how to be effective, how to be a human being and an effective human being. And obviously, that really, especially if you're in the real estate or sales or entrepreneurial areas, those really are, that's an important part, important component. And so today, I'm excited because I love the title of this show, Natalie.
Hey, Randy.
Think you can't own a home, I bet you can. Talk to us about that.
Oh, how you doing, Randy?
Good.
How's the weather out there? Good?
It is mid-80s, so it's very Maui-like.
Good. Uh-huh. You've got Maui on the brain.
Maui on the brain.
Think you can't buy a home, think again. And everybody that's listened to our show and gotten to know us knows that we really try to tie in real life with what you're doing, even on the business side. Many people out there think they can't buy a home either due to bad credit or maybe they have steady income but bad credit, or excellent credit but not showing enough income because you're self-employed and you have expenses, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. There's just so many reasons. And it's really important to get out of that and really focus on going ahead and knowing you can buy a home. There's many different ways to buy the home. Now, think about this. Just think about this one thought. How many people actually own their own home? And when I say that, I mean own it outright. Do not have a mortgage.
Not many.
Yeah. So it's like, but they still feel, and really they do own their home. It's
yeah.
about perception.
Yeah.
They really, it's their home. It's in their name. If something happens to them, it's going to go to their
yeah.
family, right?
Yeah.
And many people take years to pay off their mortgages. And, of course, somebody's probably listening that does own their home. But there's still many, many that don't. But mentally, it's your home, right? And, just like if you're driving a car and you have a loan on the car, or you have, many things people maybe they lease, or it's a little different leasing. But you're using this. These are objects that you're using. These are things you're using.
Mm.
And, again, we go through that slight on our shows that we're really about getting you to walk your talk, think
mm.
about what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
really live your lifestyle, and get out of your own way of, oh, my gosh, I can't own my house. Oh, my gosh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's about perception. It's about your goals, not your neighbors, not your friends, not what everyone else is doing. So
mm.
when I own a home, and I brought that point up about how many people really truly own it, meaning the mortgage is paid off, but to me, that you still own it if it's your home and it's in
yeah.
your name.
Yeah.
A lot of things you can do when it's your home that you can't do when it's a rental is
mm. mm-hmm.
you can knock down walls, paint
mm-hmm.
rooms, change things around, add on to it. There's so much freedom, and it's yours. You make it really customizable, customize it to what feels good to you. You know, nothing wrong with renting at all, nothing. And some people love it, and they're comfortable, and they're happy, and that's it. But this is about, hey, you think you can't own one, and that's why you don't own it. Maybe you'd want to own one, but that's why you don't get involved in it. So when you keep that in mind, there's many other ways to buy a home. And, you know, for example, owner financing. Many other ways, I should say, to buy a home rather than the traditional go to the bank, go to the lender, get a loan, buy your home. You have owner financing. There's assumable loans out there. There aren't as many as there used to be 20 years ago because the lenders, a lot of the lenders changed the loans that even assumable loans require people to qualify credit-wise, where years and years ago they had things called simple assumptions where someone can turn it over to you and you didn't even have to qualify.
Wow.
But they're still out there, you know. Lease with sale, you know, there's you may do a personal property trust with somebody who's the owner. In a personal property trust, now again, on our show, we're not going to get into all the technical things. We're just giving you the basics. There must be another party involved taking the payments. With a personal property trust, you can actually take write-offs on that property. So you may still, for an example, own the property, say the owner has it and they're going to put it in a personal property trust and you're going to be part of that and the owner, and there's a third party making payments, there's a percentage that you may be able to write off your income taxes. If you own a business and your business needs and you want to set it up, you'd have to talk to your accountant to where you're actually taking the write off with the home because the business is getting the home for you, for example. In that capacity, if it, you know, of course you have to make sure it's all legal and you talk to your accountant, talk to an attorney, depending on if you travel or where your business is, that the business may be able to pay for the property and you could be doing a lease with a sale.
Wow.
But still taking tax write-offs. I mean, of course, again, I'm giving ideas and food for thought.
Wow.
And you have to investigate this yourself.
Yeah.
But there's so many ways to do things that it's just we just have to get out of our own way and start working on it. And that's why we wanted to mention this today about think you can't buy a home, think again. Now, there's many areas where even builders are offering these rent-with-own programs. A rent-with-a-sale program is where you're actually committing to buy that home at a certain period. Each contract is done individually based on the seller's needs and your needs as a buyer. So a rent with a sale is you're committing to definitely buy it. A rent with an option is you actually have an option, a time where you can purchase that place, property at a certain price. There's a lot of different issues to work out when you're doing this, but don't think I can never do it.
Yeah.
You know, when you get yourself into a situation where you have these other things worked out and you are able to work on the property and build on the property and make changes, you know, of course, there's so many issues that could come up. So you have to make sure that you have the proper people putting together the contracts, reviewing the contracts, et cetera. You know, have it reviewed by an attorney. I wouldn't go into any of this blindly, but don't think you can't own your own home.
That is so cool. I honestly, as you're talking, there are, you know, listing these different ways. And, you know, you're right. There are. And there are people who are very motivated and maybe don't have to sell. Whatever. Like you say, it's just a matter of exploring the possibilities with other people and seeing what's out there. I never even thought about that idea of the business buying the home for somebody. And I know that sounds a little complicated, but I mean, obviously there are advantages to that and tax advantages.
Yeah, if you have a home business and you own your property and you want to, you know, write off that portion that you're renting your home to, you know, maybe you're renting a portion of your home to your business, you would want to talk to your accountant about that because then you have to depreciate it. And when you sell it, you're going to have to, you know, your tax basis and everything's going to be a little bit different. So that's on one end. It may be a situation where you just have the business rent the entire property and then you live in part of the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's technical things to do. But in that situation, that could be a large write-off for that business. And
wow.
If it makes sense that the business should be there, I mean, there's a lot of places where people have businesses in homes. I mean, gosh, back in 91, we had a 2,000-square-foot place in Maryland on an acre. I didn't live there, though. This was strictly for the business. But it was a cute 100-year-old place. It had been a house, you know, years and years ago, right?
Mm.
And it got renovated, so it was 2,000 square feet. But it really, the business really, you know, I actually owned it, and then I leased it to the business. So
oh.
there was a write-off, as far as ownership, plus then the business got a deduction because that was rent that they had to pay.
Wow.
Now, again, I didn't live there. But there's just so
That's creative.
Many different situations
wow.
that you really want to think, what do I want to create, what do I want to do, and get out of our own way and then start making it happen.
Mm.
You know, it's pretty cool. And,
wow. That is so cool. And you know what? And again, I know we tend to do this because you and I get excited about the second half, but that ties into what you're talking about, you know, you are what you think. The idea is that there are unlimited possibilities, and with regard to buying a home, the same thing. It goes to the same point that, man, just like you said, get out of your own way. What do you want to do? And then start watching it happen. Man, it's exciting.
Think about, yeah, and... You know, and you will, and it's just that's so what we're about, Randy, right? I mean, it's just so what we do walk our talk and believe in that, and we've seen it, and I've created for years, and I've seen it happen and put through, but you know, God gives us those gifts, but then we can't sit there and go, okay, come on, drop it on me, you know? you have to do it, and I remember, you know, a lot of different investors, and I remember years ago, and it's pretty much a rule of thumb, you know, one of the investors buying up properties in Florida and only wanted very motivated sellers, of course, because they wanted to do some owner structure the financing with the owners, and these people were buying just to resell, et cetera. And, you know, instead of wasting their time, I mean, they might call 50 sellers, say, are you interested in owner finance? Are you interested in owner finance? And if one out of 50 says yes, they start to talk and work with them, or maybe 5 out of 50. And how long does it take you to call 50 people?
Mm-hmm.
Not very long.
No.
Not in the sense of going, I can't ever buy, I can't ever buy, I can't ever, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about, so that's where the focus has to get in and do it. And I tell some of this stuff, like when I'm talking about it, I go, oh my gosh, this sounds so easy. This is just like to me it sounds so, because I've been in the industry for, God, 27, going on 27 years. This stuff sometimes sounds so like easy, and I think nobody wants to hear this because everybody would know this, right? and that's kind of like with you with being in radio 30-some years, you know? You know, I was asking you a question today about audio clips, and you're like, well, just Google, get them, whatever, you know? And I'm like, well, I don't know what's like. Well, you can let me. And I'm like, no, I want to know that. Because, you know, there's things that someone who, when you're an expert, you know, and we take for granted. So, you know, that, of course, everybody knows this. And, of course, many people listening, like, of course I know this, of course. But we're really always concerned about that one person we're going to help, that other person, you know, that's what we are doing to serve. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's somebody out there that goes, wow, I never thought about that,
mm.
you know. But it is, it's get out of your own way and then focus and dot your I's and cross your T's and be careful. You have to be careful because you might get really excited and a seller might go, yeah, I'll owner finance for you. And here, and we don't need to use a title company. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do that. And then you find out, oh, my gosh, that person didn't even own the house. They just swindled it, right?
Oh, man.
We had it when we moved to Hawaii when I was a kid. I was 8 years old. My dad was in the military, and we were staying down in Waikiki for a little bit because there wasn't, like, housing available then. And we had my parents found a house near the Catholic school and to rent temporarily until we were going to figure out what we were going to do. And this was back in the early 70s. And I remember going to the house, and it was fully furnished, and it was beautiful, and everything was just wonderful. And My parents gave them deposit monies and et cetera, et cetera. And I remember our dog was in quarantine at the time, and she, my mother had to leave and go do that. And they swindled them. They totally took their money.
Whoa.
They didn't even own the property. It happened to five or six other people, and I remember, here I'm 8 years old, I remember my mother went on the news, you know, to make let people know so no one else got swindled. But I'm just telling you that story.
Wow.
Because you have to be really careful, too, and that's not to send any fear or scare you. I'm just saying you make sure sometimes we can get very excited if something seems great and just still do the due diligence, go back and forth with the contracts. I mean, I've been in the contract business for years, and but, you know, and just go back and forth, do your due diligence, make sure you're going to have it reviewed by an attorney. You may want a title company to look at things. You definitely should have the property, a title company, do a prelim search or a background, you know, a title check to make sure that there aren't any surprises. I'm just playing devil's advocate because, again, we throw out things you can do, but you just still want to do it methodically and do it properly. So have people help you. Once you get the property, once you know which one it is, say, okay, now I need to get this reviewed and check this out and check the title work out to make sure this person really is the owner.
Wow.
You know, things like that. But so you don't – so – but to think about it, we live where we live, but our home is where the heart is and what our family things are. So if you can't buy today – You may be able to really be buying that place. You may be able to do a rent with a sale where part of that money is going towards the purchase price later.
Mm.
You may be, you know, there's so many things that we could go on and on and on about, and it sounds so simple, but a lot of people don't think about it and they go, I'll never own a house, I'll never do this, I'll never do that, and that's not true.
Mm.
So,
Wow. That story, I've never heard that story about the house in Hawaii. That's, you know, what a... My goodness, and you know, and you hear about things like that all the time, and I think you know, increasingly with folks being in desperate straits, often you know, people sadly take advantage of people, you know, in situations like that.
Well, that one was really weird because the house was, I mean, you would think the neighbors would have recognized that this man didn't belong there, so we don't even know if he actually could have lived there at some point or what. I remember down to the details, he knew how the TV worked and how the remote worked. You know, it wasn't remote back then.
Yeah.
But it was, I remember little teeny gadget things that, like, you would, you know, like, he knew all these little things. He was definitely a shyster, but that was bizarre. But, no, it just reminded me of that story. And it's pretty.
It behooves you to definitely, like you say, you can get carried away with the, you know, excitement and the creativity part, but just always the balance of making sure that, you know, that it's all legal and that, is what it is.
I mean, you think about it, especially when you get older, you know, it's our lifestyle. It's what, you know, and our family and being able to share that time with our family and do things. So, you know, if you're sitting here in a one-bedroom apartment with three children, and you're going, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? You know what I mean? I'm just giving you an example.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody can – you may be able to – you, I'm just giving you that example. You know, you need more larger room. You need this. You need that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just there. It works right now, especially in such a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
There's just many, many ways to work it out and get in and buy your house.
Realty Universal, RealtyUniversal.com. Of course, our website, Realty Universal Radio, is what we're doing, Randy Zachary. Natalie Mullinex, and we are talking about, and this has been enlightening, as it always is, creative ways to buy your own home. You think you can't do it? Bet you can. And Natalie, man, just some creative ways. And again, if you've just tuned in and maybe you missed some of what we've been talking about, of course, you can, a little bit later, the shows will be archived They're uploaded. It takes about an hour after the show is recorded. So check it out on our Blog Talk Radio page. And this has been enlightening, and you've got some more for us, huh?
Just a quick recap, you know, and this stuff sounds so simple, and it is simple, and that's the thing. It really is easy to do. You just have to change your mindset, you know, and get into it and take charge and realize this is about your life, not everyone else's life. Don't try to compare and be with the Joneses. Don't try to compare yourself to other people, you know, and you'll be a lot happier. There's, you know, many, many ways to buy your house, and you can also... you know, use monies against if you have a pension fund, if you have, you know, your other retirement pension funds, and there's different ways that you can leverage things to get in, and you can get in with no money down too with motivated sellers. So we, again, as Randy said, you can listen to the archive, and it's a good note to put in, we do have affiliates in 50 states that can offer you a buyer rebate program where you actually can receive cash to buy your home that is tied in through the deal.
Wow.
So up to 2% typically is an average. So if it's a, you know, $300,000 house, you may be able to receive up to $6,000. So just there's so many ways to do this, and it's really important to dig in and take control and get in there and do a lot of it yourself. A lot of the questions, answers, you'll feel good about that too, because you'll see that you can move forward. Don't let yourself ever feel stuck. So I think that's going to wrap up the first part of the show, Randy.
Yeah, that does tie into absolutely what we want to talk about here in the second half, because, you know, if you believe it, you can achieve it, right? That whole thing of the mindset. And you know, so the second half of the show here, as we transition in, let's, again, the topic is you are what you think. Reach your goals, and I love this, reach your goals in peace. A lot of people can reach goals, and often, but it's frenetic and chaotic. And yes, there are struggles and battles along the way as we reach our goals. But I love the way you put this title, Natalie, reach your goals in peace. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's all about changing your mindset and again, digging in, having faith, praying, meditating, and taking charge, being in control of being in control of what you can be in control of. You know, the saying, the serenity prayer, to give me strength to change what I can, wisdom to know what I can, and, you know, and the courage to do, you know, change what I can.
Yeah.
It really applies to everything. And a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, Earl Nightingale, which has been around for years and years and years, I think one of their main missions of family business was to serve people and help people and help people uplift their light. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to share some information also off of their CD called The Strangest Secret and How to Live the Life You Desire. They have unbelievable amounts of motivational tapes, NLP tapes, just everything you can imagine to deal with the mind, motivation, et cetera, et cetera. But we really are creatures of habit, and we're so trained, and things are ingrained in our brain. And when we want to make changes, we have to really make that change a habit in order for it to work, right? Mm. And that includes you are what you think. You know, if you think you can't do something, guess what? You can't do it.
Mm.
If you know, but in order to do something and you want to make changes, you have to, you know, go take the steps, move forward, learn about it. You know, it's, again, Earl Nightingale has wonderful CDs and DVDs on tapes that you can listen to from experts from all over the world. And, you know, it's been studied over and over that it takes 30 days to make or break a habit. And our subconscious mind doesn't know whether we're thinking about the past, the future, or the present, you know?
Yeah.
So when you state a goal or you state a thought, it is as it is already. So when you constantly find yourself saying, can't, I would really try to get that out of my vocabulary.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a big difference if you're saying, I don't want to, I know this isn't for me, no, that's not.
Yeah,
my personality. But when you start the can't, you know. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And that negative self-talk that, boy, those tapes that we all, you know, we all inherit. I think even the best parents, you know, instill in us some of those things, and some of us worse than others, you know. But it's that challenge of reorienting, you know, our self-talk. And I love what you said about if you think you can't, you can't. Guess what? You really can. It's you know, I hear sometimes in church world and church circles, Natalie, people say, well, you know, faith and fear can't exist in the same place. Well, you know, I don't know. I think there's an element sometimes of where if you really believe something and you're talking about it and you're working on your self-talk and you're still some of those kind of fearful things are still there kind of trying to pull you back. I think there's an element where you do initially kind of have both of those going on, but the eventually the faith and the belief side of it wins out as you feed your faith and starve your fears. I love that analogy.
It's wonderful, and that's about, you know, understanding and accepting. You know, there's certain things that we have to turn over to God. I mean, we turn everything over and trust God, but that we can't control, right?
Yeah.
And then there's certain things we can control.
Right.
So, you know,
both
when
and.
A, like my brother, an accident, which is gut-wrenching, I couldn't control it, and it was very hard because I'm so used to controlling my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can control how I think about things and how I say things. And so if there's a lot of negative, can't, oh, wait a minute. That word's, wait a minute. Okay, stop that. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it dead in its tracks. You know, our minds are very powerful, and, you know, it's been shown, I mean, over the years, like look at people in war camps and prisoners of war and different things. And if you find the people that really made it and start and you read a lot about it and say, what, how did you handle it? How did you not just go crazy? Mm. How did you not lose your mind? You know,
mm-hmm.
And you'll find some of them prayed a lot and chanted and did affirmations and, you know, and it really gets down to we have to train ourselves to feel better, do things, be happy, you know, and change the way we're handling the situations. So, for example, what we're talking about a lot today is you are what you think and goals that go with that. So when you state a goal, for example, your subconscious already figures that's the way it is. So if you say, I can't do this, your subconscious is, you're right, you can't do it.
Mm.
If you say, I can do this, I'm going to, if you're in sales, I'm going to make 10 sales this month. And I'm going to make 10 sales every month. And you get a board and you start listing that and you put it down on paper. Before you know it, if you really believe in it and you stay consistent, you will start making 10 sales a month.
Mm.
But you have to do the steps and everything. And again, it'll take 30 days to make the changes. So, for example, I want to list Earl Nightingale on The Strangest Secret, list some six steps for you to implement immediately. Number one, write down your goal. And you can go ahead, you don't have to put, this doesn't have to be a to-do list. This can be just one goal that you're going to work on, say, for 30 days. It, you know, it could be that you want to lose 10 pounds or you want to stop this bad habit or say you want your business to make X amount of money monthly or, you know, whatever it is. But it's just good to start with one goal. And see how this works. And, you know, they've always said the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory.
Mm.
And it's true. It's so true. And there's been,
stuff
isn't rocket science. This stuff isn't, you know, we humans have been around quite a long time. We have a lot of experience and a lot of proof and a lot of tests and history and documentation to show that these are facts. These things really, really are the way they are. And it's so it's proven over and over. You know, they talk about kids graduating high school and before they go to college, the ones that wrote down their goals and wrote and really planned, you know, years later, they're the ones that make it. They're the ones that become successful. Success doesn't mean making oodles amount of money. Success means serving, providing services, feeling good about yourself, living the life you want to live. And the secret, remarkably, that happens when you do this consistently and you are serving and you're doing it and you're believing in yourself and you're having your faith, remarkably, that money starts coming. because you're reaping what you sow. So it's pretty wild, and it really is a fact. So say, for example, and here's the six steps. Write down your goal. Make a list also of your defeating habits, and you know what they are. And if you don't truly know what they are, start listening to what you're saying. And anything that sounds really negative, just write it down. Write it down. Try this out. Just take a tablet and paper and start writing this down. Number three, stop negative beliefs in their tracks. Again, you need to be aware. So when you say found yourself complaining or putting somebody down or being negative, oh, I just caught myself. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right away, just stop yourself.
Mm.
Number four, and this to me is a biggie, because we are such products, creatures of our environment, you know, and what you learned, what you were told, parents that may be the best parents in the world, good intentions, maybe didn't know some of the things they were saying could really hurt children, and children took it forever. You know, I've never been a big fan of Dianetics or anything like that. But I think the scientific part of Dianetics makes sense. And they go back and they talk about things that, you know, something happened when someone was young, and that part makes sense. And they take an anchor, and then they have fear from it forever. So, for example, you may have been bitten by a dog at the age of four, and you don't remember it anymore, but every time you're, you know, near dogs or near animals, all of a sudden you just have major anxiety attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
There was one example I remember reading about years ago where this man, really big, tall, big man, big guy, had very, very bad, low self-esteem. And they traced it back to when he was born, you know, so they say, but, you know, trace it back to when he was born, and he came out, he was back, and they said, oh, like he's so small or so something. And you know, or maybe parents said somebody was stupid, and it stuck with them all their lives, you know. So things that somebody didn't mean, you know, we take to heart, very much to heart, especially if it's in family. So number four to me is huge, and this may take a little bit of time to write down and see and think. Think about what beliefs you learned in childhood that may be stopping you. Were you told you were stupid, slow? Did you constantly hear money doesn't grow on trees? Did you hear that money's the root of evil? Because, you know, in the Bible, you know, people will go to Scripture, oh, money can be the root of evil. No, God wants us to serve and care about God, but God wants us to be plentiful. God wants us to make money, and God wants us to be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor and have peace. So, but if you constantly heard money's the root of all evil, you may think, I'm not going to make money. I'm never going to make money. I don't want to make money. It's bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're telling yourself that, how are you getting to that other goal?
Mm.
These are all these things. You are what you think.
Yeah.
Just like you've heard over the years, we're not going to do a diet show right now, but you are what you eat. You know? And it's true.
Yeah. I'm a donut.
I'm eggplant parmesan.
Uh-huh.
It's really true. So I love that number four.
Yeah.
And when you write those things down, don't be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm mad at my parents. I'm mad at this one. I'm mad at that one. How dare they did this? How dare they spoke to me this way? They're just human beings. They were trying to do what they could do, you know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. This is about you taking care of you and getting into those things. Because sometimes with these beliefs, and we are what we think, we don't realize how we're affecting the people around us, our family, our peers, our associates, because we may be taking out those negative beliefs on them subconsciously without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Now, we can't go fix everybody else because, we know many people are taking stuff out on us throughout the day, or, you know, you may have, you don't even know somebody. And a woman yesterday said to me that I was at one store, and she said she works at another store, and she can't believe the amount of people that come in, and they're just rude and mean. And it's one of the computer stores.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to them, you know, be happy. Don't stress. Life's too short. Don't what are you getting so upset about this one item? I'm trying to help you, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, you really say that to the people? And she says, yeah, I try to if I can, you know. She said, I, you know, because, and she didn't do anything to them. So I'm just making the point that we are what we think, but we can control ourselves, not the other people. So number
yes.
four to me is huge, because number four, when you start working on that, it may take you into other areas that you want to dig in and work on, and it may surprise you.
Mm.
And but I think it's a good one to start working on. And you know, don't, if you were told you were stupid, I'm not stupid, I'm smart. They didn't
yeah.
mean that. That was just a comment that came out that shouldn't have even come out. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Maybe they were told, the parent was told they were stupid, or something happened to them that day or that week.
Yeah.
And they're like, everything's stupid. And they could have come out and just said to you, oh, you're stupid. And didn't, do you see what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
It could have been something that meant absolutely nothing at the time.
Right.
But because that's your parent, and that's such a deep wound feeling, deep thing. And then you've carried it with you, you know? Or there could have been, I mean, lots of dysfunction, and you might have really heard it over and over and over. But these are the things that think about what beliefs you learned.
Mm.
Many beliefs. I'm just giving examples. It
mm-hmm.
could be all different types of beliefs. It could be that women, you know, men are supposed to be domineering over women. It could be anything. It
whatever,
could be
yeah.
money. It can be people. It could be different types of people, that people are, you know, being prejudiced when they shouldn't be. I mean, there's so many things. So
yeah.
think about what beliefs you learned in childhood that may be stopping you. And then picture the image of who you are, who you want to be. Who you want to be. Now, we wear different roles, you know, whether you're a mom, a dad, you know, sister, brother, you're running your business, you know, like I'm a real estate expert, Randy's radio expert. I mean, just giving examples, we all wear different hats. But who do you want to be? You know, do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? How's the image of what you want? And so picture that. That's step number five.
Hmm.
And you know, and think about that constantly. That's you. Picture yourself. That's you. You know, number six, act the part. Now that sounds like it's not pretend. It's act the part. You know, like who you want to be and how you envision yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you want to lose a lot of weight, you have to consistently walk every day, or do your exercises so many times a week, and cut back on the food, you know, and have a plan and write it down to change the lifestyle to really get to that point.
Mm.
Otherwise, you'll just consistently, constantly go back to where you started over and over again.
Mm.
If you want to, if you like styles and you want to dress a certain way, or you want to do it, it's just picture your image of what you want and then act the part. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's
that whole thing. I've heard it. I heard another way of saying that: fake it till you make it, kind of thing, in a way. But
yeah.
you know, living from the end. What does Wayne Dyer say? Living with the end in mind, as if it is you are already there. You know, and gosh, that's just like you say. It's so amazing that all of this stuff, as you go down this list, and we could camp on any one of these points for the whole hour, but you go down this list and there's just so much that intertwines, right, with why we act the way we do and how we think we are, and it does have to do with our parents and what they said about us. And you know, my dad used to, I remember, I'll never forget, jokingly but not really, he used to always call me, "You big dummy."
Oh no.
"You big dummy, you broke it, you big dummy."
Oh no, that's
you know?
Not good.
And
I
so,
didn't mean it, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know, kind of, you big dummy, kind of lovingly, yeah, you're a lovable big dummy. And so, you know, I went to school, and I was a good student, and I fancy myself fairly, you know, smart. But for years, something would happen, and I could just hear him, you know, "You big dummy." And so that's an example. I mean, you know, and
yeah, it's a great example.
Yeah,
know?
It just affects who we are. But like you say, we. You know, as adults, we have the choice. We have the choice to change the family tree, to change what, you know, what we think, choose what we dwell on, and all those things.
But it's good to try it for 30 days, because
yeah.
we can say, okay, I know I'm not a big dummy and I'm smart and whatever, and then we can go about our day and say, no, I know that's not true. But you take it and you try it for 30 days. I'm brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm brilliant, and you know, and you take it and you do it and over and over. And if you mess up and you go back and undo it, you got to start the 30 days over again. That's why it's even good just starting, taking one goal, just one goal.
Yeah, yeah.
See how it works. Because this stuff didn't happen overnight, so it's
right.
not going to change overnight, but it's amazing how it can change fast.
Yeah,
you know? But you got to be consistent. And the meditations, it's good to meditate and, you know, and go over. But it's amazing. Like, we are what we think. But think about this. Now everybody's buying the GPSs, but even with the GPS, okay, if you're going to go from this route to that route, if you don't have directions, how are you going to get there? I heard Google just got a license on those cars that drive themselves, and there's been like 200,000 tested or something. They just took a license in Nevada, and I guess other companies are going to follow suit where the cars actually drive themselves. It's so cool. I'm just wondering if the computers go out there, what's going to happen, right? Like if the computer malfunctions, I guess
Wow. Maybe
it just stops in the middle of the road. I don't know. But,
wow.
But,
wow.
So we'll hear traffic jams. Oh, that's one of those cars that runs itself. But it's kind of cool. But think about it. If you don't have, nobody's going to take a ship and not have a navigation plan. They're not going to fly a plane and
yeah.
not know where you're going.
Yeah.
They're not going to drive a car. You can't go to work without knowing where you need to end up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just amazes me how many people run their lives with no clue. It just happened to me, my circumstances, whatever's going to be is going to be. You
That's
know?
A great analogy. Yeah.
It's sad because think about it. I mean, these are our lives.
Wow.
This is so much more important than you know, people will take care of their cars or take care of this and take care of wait, but what about taking care of you?
Mm.
So I think that this you are what you think and writing it down and having a goal and realizing, you know, you're worth it.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty That is so good. This has been amazing. I'm fired up, Coach. I'm fired up.
No, but you know, everybody does it. I mean, people know it, and it's just people don't do it, though.
That's the thing. You're right. It's just life happens, and we get busy, and oh, there's another edition of American Idol on tonight, so I'll just I'll veg on the couch. And yeah.
But it doesn't take long to do this. And then, of course, we have things and tragedies and things that happen and things that come up that are out of our control. But this doesn't take long to start doing this. And, you know, for example, you can go ahead and try it for 30 days and get a 3x5 card, write down your goal. And again, if you become negative, you have to stop and start over.
Yeah.
And write it down. And on the other side of the card, this came from The Strangest Secret on Earl Nightingale. On the other side of the card, now this is out of the Bible as well, you know, you're going to hear it, seek and you shall find, right?
Yeah.
Ask and you shall receive, knock and it shall be given to you.
Yeah.
You know,
like
and
it.
So then you want to act as though it's impossible to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if somebody, if you already right now, it's like, you know you the goal's done, you're not going to fail, right? So it's impossible to fail. It really is.
That's good.
Yeah.
What if it was impossible? What if it really was impossible to fail? Wow. Hey, Natalie, take us home.
I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.